Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it, yeah.
The Spurs have to be happy with the Celtics today. Because now, what is it? So the Grizzlies now with that loss, they're 33-39. I'm looking at 33-38 on the Google updates here. So yeah.
39.
So they're tied with the Blazers and the Suns. And then the Spurs have they played already today?
The Spurs? They won today.
Yeah. They won today?
They beat the Rockets.
Okay, so they got the Jazz next. Okay, got it. I cannot believe the mess that's going on over there. We can get on that a little bit later. But first, obviously the Celtics made pretty easy work of the Grizzlies today. Matt, I know you're happy about that. But
yes.
But Time Lord, continues to be the number one story with them. He's looked – ever since the first game we saw him get major minutes, he's looked better and better. I understand man-to-man, that's still not his strong suit. That becomes an issue against, like, you know, the Heat.
Doesn't matter. He's better than Kanter, man-to-man.
It's infinitely better than Kanter because on offensive end, sure, Kanter's a beast on the offensive glass, but Time Lord always gives you an alley-oop option, and Smart's not the only one looking for that at this point.
You're saying you can't oop it to Enes Kanter?
No.
It's a bit of a hot take. I understand that. But, yes, I would say you can't oop it to Enes Kanter.
No, I've never seen him catch one. But what I like about Robert Williams today is he actually could – because I thought pretty much he was only a lob guy, but he actually caught a couple passes off the pick and roll today, you know, landed on two and scored, which I thought was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've never seen him contact. Really.
Yeah, he's drawing contact. He's getting to the line, and he's doing fine at the line. The shot that still blew my mind the most was, it was kind of like a fadeaway in the block, but that was not – was that last game or the game before? I don't know if it was against the Nets, but
it wasn't
either way.
He's showing off his – he's got one. He can always use it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. He practices his elbow shot a lot in practice. At least he was before the pandemic. I was kind of surprised by that. But I think right now he has to be – if we're talking mm-hmm. about – an eight-man rotation for the Celtics, it's got to be Smart, him, and then Wanamaker's your eighth guy at this point. I don't think there's any doubt.
I don't know. I just don't think – I feel like just Brad doesn't trust him or something, or just likes Enes Kanter in there for, like, a physicality point. Maybe it's just a matchup thing because Valanciunas is physical, but I don't know what – I mean, off the games I've watched, Robert Williams should be playing.
He should be playing more, absolutely. I think – well, he is getting – I mean, today I think he played first. Robert Williams came out first, and we saw a little bit of Kanter.
I thought Kanter came in first, but okay, that doesn't matter. It's
well, no, I mean, I think it kind of does in the grand scheme of things because
Memphis is kind of ass to be honest.
You might be right that Kanter came out first.
Other than John Morant, well, now that the other guy's hurt too, but other than John Morant, Memphis is kind of butt cheeks, man. They really don't have a lot of good other players other than their, you know. Two young stars, but
mm-hmm. Kanter played two more minutes than Time Lord did today, 18 and 16. Look, Kanter brings, he's obviously an elite offensive rebounder and a good rebounder in general, but he played two more minutes. And then at the end of it all, he had one more rebound than Robert Williams.
Yeah. I just think Robert Williams affects the game. He came in, he had like three blocks in about like I don't know, 30 seconds. Like, he's way more active. I don't think I think what Brad has always criticized him about is just, like, sometimes he just doesn't understand, like, angles and stuff on the pick and roll, or just, I want to say lazy. It's just not basketball IQ stuff. But as, like, a just natural athlete, I mean, the guy just changes the game. Like, he's a freak.
But Ty, don't you think it looks like he kind of knows what he's doing a little bit more now, at least in the few games that we've been able to see him?
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard. I think people are making too much of him being out and be like, oh my God, he's showing so much after being injured. He looks great. It's like, he's a big man. Like, as a guard coming back from all that time off, it's a lot harder for guards to pick up where they left off as opposed to a big man. Like, they're switching everything on defense, so it's not too hard in terms of the pick and roll coverage. He's not guarding elite big men when he's played so far. They haven't really played, you know, he hasn't played a Nurkic where he's had to guard him. He hasn't played a Hassan Whiteside where he's had to guard him.
Yeah, why Whiteside? Wait, who?
I'm talking about teams that they've actually played that would be a threat down low. Right.
You said like elite big man, and you said Whiteside.
Yeah, well, if he's going against them, I think that's a concern. I would think Bam or Joel Embiid. If he's going against them, you're running into problems.
To me, it's a matchup thing. I'd rather have probably like Cantor bang around with Embiid, mm-hmm. but like with Bam, I'd rather have Robert Williams. He's more athletic. He can move quicker.
You know? I think he'd do better than Cantor would, but I still don't know what to expect in general. But that's not what I'm saying.
I don't know if that's how Brad's going to run with this thing. I don't know if it's going to be just depending on matchups or whatever.
I think he's starting to earn some of Brad's trust. And Ty, I'm surprised that you're, I don't know, annoyed. I don't know if that's the right word, by everybody being surprised by Robert Williams. Like, before he got hurt, he was starting to lose minutes and he wasn't the guy we thought he was going to, you know, step forward and be this year. And now he does look like that.
I think he's just a really good athlete who's kind of like, the game does seem like it's slowed down. I can't really say like, oh, it's a surprise. You know, it is surprising to see him like take his time in the post when he gets the ball down there. Mm. He's played all right on defense so far from what I saw tonight. I guess my whole point is like, it really does not seem hard for a great athlete to step in and impact the game like he has. Like, he's doing stuff that instinctually is easy for him. Catch the ball, get in.
Yeah, but no, but he never used to do that. Like, there was times tonight where he actually caught the ball and laid it in, but there was like guys in front of him. There's two or three guys in front of him, and he just, you know, I've never seen him do that. I've only just seen him catch and dunk, which, like you said, Ty, is not hard. I'm just saying, I was more impressed that he seemed more confident. He seemed like he had a better feel with not just catching the ball and have to dunk it and have to catch it and make it a move and scoring. But
now, how many of his minutes coincide with Valanciunas on the court?
I don't think he played when Valanciunas was in. He also played when he was out. I don't think it really depended on that.
Yeah, because if he,
like, I remember most of his plays being, I feel like they were mostly without him on the floor.
Because I would love to see him guard Embiid, or a guy who actually has skill in the low post that can back him down. Like, that would be a simple thing.
I think he would struggle in that. That's why I said I think it's about matchups. Yeah. Like, there's guys on the Sixers bench who come in. I was watching some of that game today against the Suns. By the way, the Suns are fun to watch.
Yeah. Give it a Booker, right? I mean, shit.
Dude, not even. Well, we hated on him because of that double team stuff. But anyway, he's hooping. Mm-hmm. But not to go off topic, we can go talk about that later. But the Sixers, on the Sixers point, they have a lot of, because Embiid wasn't playing, they have a lot of athletic bigs, kind of like Robert Williams, like build, like skinny, kind of athletic. So I think he'd match up well with them. I don't think he will. I mean, I don't think anybody matches up well with Embiid, but I'm saying I'd rather have Cantor and Tice, who's more experienced and, you know, well, at least Cantor's stronger.
That's the only thing he's got going for him. And as much as I was saying before about Robert Williams' rebounding numbers, I think in that situation, Cantor is the better rebounder. I mean, in general, he's the better rebounder, especially on the offensive glass. Yeah. So, generally speaking, though, I think if we look at the Sixers, that's the only time right now I think where I would prefer Cantor. Yeah, no, but I mean, like, past that. Like, I'm looking, okay, if they go against the Raptors, would you rather have Cantor out there, or would you rather have Robert Williams out there?
Robert Williams, I just think I'd rather have him because I think he creates a tougher matchup on the other end, I guess is what I'm saying.
On the offensive end?
Yeah, for like for Gasol to guard like a pick and roll, like
he does.
I think it's harder for him than what Cantor brings. But
and where Gasol will shoot from outside too, you need to have an athletic guy who can cover that. So we're on the same page. But Ty, I'm not certain where you stand on this. Would you like we get the Sixers? We're all on the same page when it comes to Cantor, Robert Williams. Do you outside of that prefer Robert Williams over Cantor right now or no?
No, I'd still play Cantor. I think Cantor is my guy right now. Honestly, I'd probably
okay, your guy.
Honestly, I'd probably take away minutes from Tice before I would take away minutes from
no,
Cantor.
No, no,
really,
no.
This is a hot take. No. Please, why?
Because I think
what is Cantor do better than Tice?
Matt, shut up. Let him go. Go ahead, Tice.
I think Robert Williams can offer a lot of what Tice can, obviously without the 3-point shooting, but he can be just as good of a defender. He can rebound.
No.
You think – okay, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've been trying to cut you off.
I just don't know, besides the 3-point shooting, what Daniel Tice gives you that
Tice is your best defender in the sense of, like, basketball IQ. He actually is a very smart defender.
Yeah, I think he switches
He's a way better passer than any of those guys, and that's – Brad loves having his five be able to be mobile and pass, pop, pick. But, you know, he's the perfect Brad guy. That's why you can't take minutes away from him. If you would tell me, like, you'd rather have a guy start over him like Robert Williams and Tice come off the bench, I'm fine with that. But I think at the end of the day,
Tice – I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
But Tice is going to play the most minutes. He deserves the most minutes because he is the best big man on that team, and that's a fact. Because he does a lot. I think he does a lot of things that Brad likes in Brad's offense. And like him and Kemba in the pick and roll game, they're like really good together. Actually, anybody that plays with him in the pick and roll game is really good. Kyrie was good with him. Like, he's just a really, really smart player. He's undersized, and I understand that. Like, he'll struggle guarding and a beat, but like, I trust him, and I think that's what Brad does. I think Brad,
he's gonna make the smart. You talk about Gordon Hayward making the smart plays all the time, Ty, and I think Tice is. Does
exactly
that.
Right.
Looking at the minute split today, and I know it's against the Grizzlies, and I know the Celtics were up. I mean, they got close a couple times, but I don't know if it was the closest, like 6 points late in the game or whatever, maybe nine, something to that effect. But it was obviously a double-digit comfortable win at the end of it. But the minute spread was Cantor got 16, Williams got 14, and Tice got 18. So I do wonder, are we going to see more of that down the stretch? Because if Brad is still valuing Cantor's minutes, clearly he should be valuing Time Lords. It seems like he is. Is it better to give Daniel Tice a couple extra minutes to rest and stay fresh, especially when we always talk about how he's an undersized big and he's got to bang around with Joel Embiid. Right. You know, Marcus All goes down.
Like, Nurkic tore Tice up. Like, I think Tice is a good defender and makes the right reads, but like physically he's limited against those type of guys. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think Cantor can easily hold his ground, not easily, but can hold his ground much more so than Tice can. Robert Williams is probably ahead of Tice in terms of post defense right now. Like, out in the perimeter, I think Robert Williams might get exposed against like a really good pick and roll team. Like, Indiana, I think, might be really good in the pick and roll where he might get exposed against them. Philly, not so much now that Ben Simmons is out and it's really kind of down to a limited roster. But I don't know. I don't think you can play three centers at 15 minutes a game. I think you got to find.
You won't.
No, yeah, you won't.
I honestly think that. He'll do it. He'll do it situationally. I think. I honestly think that's what he's going
to
do.
Yeah.
You have to
for the matchups. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. So
which is good that you have that your exposure. I mean,
What do you guys think of Perk's post game comments on Sunday? He was like, "Oh, Robert Williams, he's been great. I hope they let him out of the cage. He's going to be an awesome player. He is going to be a major factor for the Celtics in the playoffs." You agree with that?
I think that's hot.
Major factor is too much.
He could be a positive for them, and I think that it's something that we haven't really had. If he can play up to his potential, I think it's a good addition. I don't know if he's like the key factor. No, the key factors are the four best players on the Celtics. That's what it always will be.
Yeah, I think when you say it was an important factor or key factor. Major factor. No. If he said like a significant piece, I know I'm playing semantics here, but it's a little bit different. Like when I think of piece, I think of not Marcus Smart, but
role player.
Your role player, exactly. Yeah. So when I look at, yes, I would say Robert Williams is that, because then you have a guy who can help on the defensive end off the bench. That's a big. because we've lacked that. The Celtics have lacked that the entire season because Cantor is like a French gate. He just swings wide open, turnstile, whatever you want to call it. Other than that one time against Embiid, and that was it. And even then, we don't expect we expect Embiid to dominate whenever he's playing the Celtics if he decides to bang down low. But who knows how much we're going to see him because, like I said, he gets that ankle injury. And you got – was it Matt that you questioned me, right, that, oh, he's going to play? He doesn't go and play against – was it the Suns today?
Yeah, but they don't need to – he doesn't need to play at this point, right? Like, they're already kind of locked.
No. See, and now that's – okay. The Sixers, Pacers, and Heat are still in a bit – well, the Heat kind of separated themselves a little bit. They may have locked themselves in with a fourth place with that win today because they had a one-game advantage on the Sixers. No, so they had – they were tied with the Pacers. So now
yeah, they beat the Pacers.
They beat the Pacers, so they're one game ahead of them, and they're going to play the Pacers one more time. So they have two games left. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit confused here because they have each other. Pacers Heat match up twice on this schedule. The last time is going to be on Friday, so that's going to be a big one. And obviously, from the Celtics' perspective, they want to see the Sixers in the first round. They don't want any. I don't think they want any part of the Pacers, and you definitely don't want the Heat as your first round matchup. So that Sixers loss to the Suns today was huge for them because we're not going to see Ben Simmons.
And I think that's probably a good thing for the Sixers that we don't see him because he sucks. But I was saying that to you because I read some. I think it was like a Philly person. They were saying that Embiid is going to be okay and he's going to be back for the playoffs. So that's why I thought they were just like being cautious and just not going to play him these last couple of days, get extra rest. I don't know. It's.
I understand playing him this game, and that doesn't necessarily mean shit. But Ty, do you think I'm off base when I say that Embiid might not play in that first round if you don't have Ben Simmons and you just got an ankle injury, or at least he might not play in the first couple games?
No, I think he's gonna play. I think he's gonna. I think he's got this rep that like he is lazy and doesn't try hard, so he's really bothered by that. And I would probably assume he's gonna do everything he can to play, especially with Ben Simmons being out. He can be the guy. And shoot as much as he wants, although his team might lose 4-0-4-1 in the series. I mean, I can't imagine him not playing.
Okay, fine. I guess I'm crazy, but we'll see what happens, first round. If they, no Ben Simmons.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't play. I mean, if he doesn't play, you might as well just get the brooms.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Celtics, they should still win it without Ben Simmons there because as much as the offensive stuff and everything, is he not an elite defender, Matt? You could tell me now he's not a good defender.
Ooh.
Ben Simmons.
No, I'm just running thing. I think he sucks. That's what I say. But no, I mean, obviously without him, I don't think the series should go past five games without him. I think Embiid's really good. Don't get me wrong, but he's not.
I agree.
The Celtics are way better.
Yeah, five games. Yeah, they look good. They've hit their stride. There's nothing to worry. I don't think there's anything right now to worry about on there and outside of the normal concerns with Kemba Walker. And of course, we mentioned how the Sixers were playing the Suns. Right now, with the standings, just to go run through those again, I probably should have had those pulled up as I started to transition towards that. But the Grizzlies are now 33-39 after their loss to the Celtics.
They're out. Are they out?
They are not out. I just had the standings pulled up. I'm trying to get it back real quick. So they're 33-39. The Blazers are 33-39, as are the Suns. And then the Spurs, I believe with their win, I don't know if it got updated, but they're 32-38 coming into today. And they're 32-38 now.
Yeah.
So there you go. So the Spurs right there.
Someone will get the 8 seed, and then there's two teams that are – like, I don't understand.
There will be a play-in game. There's guaranteed to be a play-in game because the way it works is the 9th seeded team has to be within 4 games of the 8 seed team. And obviously they're in a dead heat right now. What matchup do you guys want to see, Ty? We'll go with you first in that play-in game.
So it's the 8 seed versus the 9, correct?
Yes, and it can either be the Grizzlies, Spurs, Blazers, or Suns. Any combination of those four teams.
I think the easy answer is the Blazers and Suns, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's what everybody wants at this
point.
Yeah.
I want that, Blazers, Lakers in the first round. So I don't – Blazers and whoever, I don't even care.
Yeah, Blazers Lakers needs to happen in the first round.
That would be a good series, and anybody tells me that's a sweep, I don't know, I'd be shocked. Because if it's anybody like the Suns are playing really well, but I just feel like the Suns and the Lakers 7-game series that could be, I don't know.
The only thing about the matchup with the Lakers is, you know, the NBA has vested interest in LeBron, and of course the Lakers being, you know, being in the finals.
They haven't looked too hot.
No, but you say it all the time, NBA refs.
Oh,
you can't forget
that. Scott Foster will be reffing that series. You best believe that.
So one other thing that I forgot to mention to you guys beforehand, and I think I saw this on Twitter somewhere. That's cutting Ty's face off. I'm not sure where I saw this, but something about there being MVP. Was it all bubble team and possibly an MVP of the bubble? You got to give forget the all bubble team. Forget that right now. If it's MVP, does it go to Damian Lillard or does it go to Devin Booker?
Booker. You'd have to say Booker. They haven't lost.
Right. I think that's fair. Okay. I'm just curious if anybody else had different.
Yeah. I mean, Dame Dalla has been Dame Dalla, but I don't know. I was impressed with Booker today. He was putting on a show.
Yeah, I think it has to be Booker.
What happened to your boy Lillard? What happened to your boy Ty Warren, though?
Cooled off. No longer Kevin Durant.
Cooled off. No. He didn't
lost
cool off.
HGM juices. He's done.
Jimmy Butler put the X-nay on that.
Put the clamps on him?
Oh, yeah.
You no love it when that happens.
Talk, please. Oh, yes. I love that. You would love it, too. You're the
I do. But you love it when there's a guy out of nowhere who just gets hot, and then a star comes in and is like, okay, enough with this bullshit.
No, I like it I like it because they have a beef. You know that, right?
Yes.
Going back to Jimmy said, you're not in my fucking league.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have a legit beef.
Jimmy is something else. All right. Anything else before we get going? What's that? Who is that? Is that Jim?
Wearing a Yankees hat.
Wow.
He's from New York. What are you going to do?
He is from New York.
You want to wear a Red Sox hat right now? They don't even got a guy that can pitch.
Kemba Walker could be their opener tomorrow night.
How's your arm feeling, Matt?
Fryer, get your arm loose, dude. The Red Sox, they got guys out there throwing 75 miles an hour.
Is your arm still junk from high school?
I bet I could throw as fast as one of those guys because they throw bat in practice.
It has not looked pretty. But all right, so the last game is Thursday against.
Yeah, they're going to play. They're all the scrubs, right?
Yeah, because Brad Stevens had said beforehand that it was going to be the Celtics were going to play in two of their last three games. Their starters were going to play. Oh, it's against the Wizards too. Yeah, Wizards at 12.
That will be an awesome game to watch. Oh boy.
Well, Taco's going to play.
Yes, that's a must watch then.
I think we're going to spare you all us trying to figure out what to talk about from that game, and we'll just wait for.
Well, we'll know the playoff matchup too, right? By then or no?
Yes. Actually, that's true. So that's probably. So then we'll focus on that. It's a noon game, so it'll be nice and early. Ty will be in the middle of OMF, so sorry, Ty. You have to.
It's all right. I think that day is Mutt and Lou. That's it for the show.
Oh!
Glenn's out. Christian's out. It's Mutt and Lou.
Mutt Merlone back in action. Can't wait for that. All right.
I think they pretty much know they know all but officially that they're playing the Sixers because Indiana is the tiebreaker. Mm. So they have a one game lead and a tiebreaker with two games to play.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I just saw a comment in here, so I got a little distracted. Matt, I know you're a big Tyson Chandler guy. What do you think about this one? Robert Williams is equivalent to Tyson Chandler at the end of his career. Solid screen and roll guy who played well against a beat-up Grizzlies team. Well, that was a little bit harsh.
I'm not saying this because he's my boy, but he kind of – I wouldn't say Tyson Chandler at the end. I think Robert Williams, that's who he could be, like. That pick and roll guy, like when Tyson was with Chris Paul, like they were solid like that. They good pick and roll game. He obviously dunks everything, but if he can, what I would want him to be is be like a defender, like because Tyson Chandler in his prime was like an anchor on the defensive end.
Yeah, he was.
If that he could be that would be ideal. And you know, I'm not crazy, and like some people like will talk about Robert Williams' ceiling way too high. I don't think his ceiling is that high. He doesn't really have a jump shot, but if he could be that, that brings something different to the table that we haven't had on the Celtics in a long time.
That would be huge. All right, Ty, you got anything before you get going? Matt, you good?
Blazers, turn it on. Dame Lillard time.
We will talk to you all again on Thursday.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.